Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the gospel message. I wonder if you've ever heard of the three good cheers of Jesus. I remember reading a story, very interesting, when one dear old man, unfortunately he was a drunkard, but one night he entered into a mission hall, he heard the gospel, and for the first time, he learned how God loved him. As the preacher told him, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That night, God spoke to the man's soul. He marveled at the fact that God loved the world. And then he thought for a moment that he must love me. I'm in it. And he knelt down before the Lord that night, received him as his Savior. When he went home that night, a place that he called home, it was not a very fitted place for a caller home, but he said to his wife, to her surprise, says, "Lass, I got saved tonight." Well, she wondered what he meant. She never heard the expression before. And she thought, well, he must be drunk again. But he said to her later on, before they went to bed, he said, "Let's get down on our knees and pray." Well, she never heard anything like that from her husband before. But she got down. She was afraid not to. And so he said, "I'm going to do the praying." "Well, that's all right," she said. "If you do the praying, I'll kneel." And for the first time in his life, he wanted to say to the Lord how much he appreciated knowing Christ as his Savior and finding him that night. But you know, when you've never prayed before, you may not know how to put it into words. And neither did this chap. But oh, as he knelt there, wondering what to say, he remembered when he was enjoying a good football game, which he enjoyed greatly, he would give three cheers for the football team. And so he said, as he began to pray, most strange way, but he said, "Three cheers for Jesus. Hooray, hooray, hooray." Well, you may smile, and so did I, when I heard about the poor fella praying in such a way, but he proved that he was real, going on for the Lord Jesus Christ and living and telling others about the Savior that he'd found. But he gave three cheers for Jesus. But may I suggest to you, my friend, the Lord Jesus has three good cheers for you. He had three good cheers for me. Let me quote them from the Bible. You will find the first one we would mention is in Matthew chapter 9 in verse 2. When there was a man brought to the Lord Jesus to be healed, his four friends who carried him could not get him into the house, so they took the roof off the house. And as they went on the roof and took the top off, they let the man down through the roof, which was easy to do in those biblical days. And when the man lay in front of the Lord Jesus below, what do you think the Lord Jesus said to him? The Lord looked at him and said, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." Well, that was a strange way, but he forgave him his sins before he even healed his body. And may I be reminded, and let me remind you of it too, my friend, more important than getting your body healed is getting your soul saved and your sins forgiven. And so the Lord Jesus gave him the good cheer of his pardon, saying, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." What a message. Many around there heard it, complained, murmured, some out loud, some within their hearts, but the Lord Jesus knew what they were thinking as well as he heard what they were saying. But he made it very evident that he was upon the earth able to forgive sins, just as able to forgive sins as to heal the body, when he told the man to rise up and walk and go home and heal him. But that message, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee," is not this the good cheer of Christ's blessed pardon for sinners? "Thy sins be forgiven thee"? What does it mean to have your sins forgiven? Please let me state frankly, clearly and emphatically the meaning of that word forgiveness. You may have found it in your Bible sometimes, translated by the word remission. The remission of sins. Sins being remitted, meaning put away, taken away, sent away. For may I suggest to you, the word forgiveness and the word remission, they mean the same in the original Greek text. They are the same word. And amen, it means to lose something. My beloved friend, I know nothing better to lose than to lose your sins, to have them all forgiven, to have them taken away, to have them released from your conscience, taken away from your soul forever. Oh, may I be reminded with you, when God forgives sins, He takes them away. When the Lord Jesus said to this man, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee," He took those sins away. But what does it mean to be forgiven? The good cheer of His pardon. What does God do? And may I be reminded with you, and remind you too, it's only God that can forgive sins. Well, that was what some of the men said when the Lord Jesus spoke these words to the impotent man. Who can forgive sins but God only? Unfortunately, they did not realize, nor did they recognize, the one who was standing there and talking was God Himself in the person of His Son, come from heaven, come to the earth, made like man in His human form, but apart from Him, without sin. And that one who spoke to the man was very God come to the earth to forgive sins, and said, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Oh, may I make it clear, only God forgives sins. Only God can. Very frankly, all sin is against God. And you and I, the Word of God tells us plainly, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God alone can forgive sins. And thank God the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to forgive sins. Let me tell you what He said in that occasion to those men who murmured against what He said. Is it easier for me to say, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Take up thy bed and walk"? There was a man that couldn't even walk. And said the Lord Jesus, which is easier, to say, "Thy sins are forgiven thee," or to say, "Rise up and walk"? But He said, to prove that I have power to forgive sins on the earth, I say to the man, "Rise up and walk." And he took up his pallet, he took up his bed, such as it was, and he walked home with it, completely healed. But the most important thing, he received the forgiveness of his sins. That was what he needed the most. And may I state very frankly, what every man, woman, boy, and girl needs the most from God, through Christ, is to have their sins forgiven. May I raise the question, my friend? Have you had your sins forgiven? May I introduce to you the person who can forgive sins? The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He has power on the earth to forgive sins. And my friend, if your sins are not forgiven, I want to tell you frankly and lovingly and kindly and earnestly and emphatically, it would be the greatest joy that the Lord Jesus would have if you would let Him forgive you your sins. Now, may I state, He doesn't do it unless you wish to have Him do it. You can have it. I think of the words that Paul said on another occasion, the Apostle Paul. Through this man, meaning Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And all that believe are justified from all sin. Please let me state frankly, no other person but Christ, the Son of God, upon the earth, can forgive you and me our sins. What a joy that He's able to. Did not Paul write to the Ephesians and saying, through him. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, through his blood, according to the riches of his grace. Oh, please let me repeat. The good cheer of his pardon, the forgiveness of sins. Now, wouldn't that make any person happy? Did you ever sing that old hymn? Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. And what a joy it would be today, if never you ever had your sins forgiven. The Lord Jesus Christ would do it. Forgive them today. He's able to do it. And he has shed his precious blood in order to do it. May I remind you, John 1, First Epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 7, has these words in it. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now let me emphasize that little word, all. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all, not some, not only a few, all sin. My beloved, that takes in all the sins of your life, please. Whether past, whether present, whether future. The precious blood of Christ has power to cleanse from all sin. Have you never sung the old hymn? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, I think of another old hymn. What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is the good pardon, the good cheer of his pardon, when he forgives sins. Oh, I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring you, if never you have, to come to the Lord Jesus now for the forgiveness of your sins. Blessed Father, by the Holy Spirit, may some dear sinner be brought to the Lord Jesus now and trust him as their Savior to be forgiven. We ask it in his name. Amen.